Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
And we're joined by Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Kiria. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
I'm good too. Thanks. Hi, Tess.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm very excited to hear about the book that you're going to talk about today. Why don't you just get started?
Yes. So, hey, look, one of the requests that booksellers get asked the most, that we have the most difficulty with, is when people ask us for a funny book. Usually we have a couple of go-tos that we all go to, but it's such a hard question. Of course, humour is so subjective, but I guess booksellers just seem to be intrinsically attracted to dark reads.
I feel like as well it's quite a feat for a book to make me like laugh out loud. Like that's quite a success, you know?
Yeah, I agree. But this novel had me cracking up literally every page. It is so funny. So the book I've got is called A Terrible Country, and it's written by Keith Gesson, and he's a journalist, writer, and translator. And it's published by Fitzcarraldo Editions, which is one of my favourite publishers. I'll read anything that they publish. Keith Gesson, his sister's probably more well-known. His sister is Masha Gesson. She's the incredible journalist who writes for The New Yorker. And she wrote a book about Putin, The Man Without a Face. So they're an incredible brainy family. Yeah. But A Terrible Country is about a failing academic named Andre, and he's just split up with his girlfriend, and he moves from New York to Moscow to look after his aging grandmother, Siva. She's about to turn 90, and she's got accelerating dementia, and he hasn't seen her in a decade. And he's not really that keen to go back and look after her, but he's sort of coerced by his brother that he has to look after their grandmother. He's sort of got an ulterior motive because he thinks that once he gets to Russia, he'll be able to find a job and then hopefully fire up his sort of receding academic career in Russian history and literature. Because what he wants to do is interview his grandmother and mine her life story about her time surviving Stalinist Russia and living under hostile capitalism so he can write an academic article that will lead on to a job.
Wow.
But it doesn't go to plan because she has dementia. She doesn't actually remember anything, and she's kind of deaf as well. So he's super frustrated the whole time, and while his academic career has declined, his hockey playing has kind of ramped up, so he thinks he might find some hockey chums while he's there. And meanwhile, his brother's conspiring to sell the grandmother's apartment, and she lives in this apartment in the centre of the city, and she calls it her Stalin apartment because Joseph Stalin awarded it to her in the late 1940s.
Wow.
But she is such a great character, the grandmother. She's sort of pessimistic and funny, and this is honestly such a crack-up novel. It's really absurdist and comic, but also really intellectually sharp. It's biting, it's critical, but it's warm and empathetic, so it's sort of just got everything.
It sounds really, really good.
So it is so good.
Written from the protagonist's view, or is it like a bird's eye situation?
It's written in his view, and I really love how it's written. It's sort of told in the first person as a kind of monologue narration, like he's addressing the audience. So it's really engaging and easy to read, and he is such a good narrator because he's super dry and deadpan and has this amazing droll humour. I mean, you can tell from what the title is, A Terrible Country. And that's what his grandmother keeps saying. I don't know why you'd even want to be here. It's such a terrible country. This is a terrible country.
Oh my gosh.
This sounds so good. So is it the kind of book where you just fall in love with the grandmother and the characters?
Oh, I loved them. They're so great. And the dynamic between them both is just so hilarious. And he's a little bit like a Larry David character.
Oh, wow.
Because he just ends up in these situations that are completely preposterous and so absurd and really crack up, and you can just kind of, it's sort of tangible, you know? Like,
yeah. Oh, this sounds awesome. I definitely think I would like to read this.
Is it a bit of a lengthy read, or like what's the duration?
Oh, yeah, I think it's 400 pages, about 400 pages, but it's such an easy read.
Yeah.
And it also weaves in a lot of Russian history and politics, which, of course, has such a rich backstory. Yeah. And there's great capitalism commentary and criticism of Putin and Trump without even having to mention the word Trump. It's such an excellent book. I think if people liked Olga Tokarczuk's Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead.
I'm reading that at the moment.
Oh, yeah. How are you finding it?
Yeah, I love it. It's so funny.
Yeah, if you like that, I think this would be a similarly pitched book. And I'm just thrilled to find a book that's funny.
Yeah, it is such a good, especially at a time that's quite full on, you know, it's been a full on year. It's nice to be able to like dive into something a bit, bit funny.
I'm looking at the cover of, I've seen these different covers for A Terrible Country, and I'm looking at one online, and it just, there's a beautiful, it's a beautiful illustration. And I think I have this real big appreciation for books that just have really nice covers. I think that kind of draws me to them, definitely. I'm not sure about the cover that you have, Karen, but I've seen these different ones.
Yeah, there are different ones. So the cover I have is really, really special. I think I've shown you guys Fitzcarraldo Editions covers before. All the nonfiction titles are just a beautiful kind of navy blue with white typography, and that's it. And they're all completely uniform.
Yeah. So those are beautiful.
They're so beautiful, minimalistic.
Got this other one that's got like a little yellow car on it, and it's obviously the main character and his grandmother standing next to him in this cute little illustration.
I'd actually really love to see, another cover that how an illustrator would interpret the novel.
I think we've found the same one, and it's quite a surreal picture. There's like at the top there's an upside down house with some trees as well. It's quite a an interesting visual portrayal of the story. I think it's going to be
so have you got this amazing one at Time Out, Karen?
It's at Time Out. It's $31, and I really recommend it. It's such a great novel. It's just got everything: history, politics, humor, great characters. Yeah.
And awesome. What's it called one more time?
It's called A Terrible Country by Keith Gesson.
Cool. Well, Wicked. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Karen, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
That was Loose Reads.